Today's program has been brought to you by the International Culinary Center, offering courses that range from classic French techniques in culinary, pastry, and bread baking to Italian studies to management, from culinary technology to food writing, from cake making to wine tasting. For more information, visit internationalculinarycenter.com. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more. From Gramercy Tavern in New York City, the Mass Attack...
Mass Attack... Mass Attack...
Weight Loss Competition. The Mass Attack is a weight loss competition that began on Wednesday, January 23rd, and ends 8 weeks later on Wednesday, March 20th. The winners will be determined by percentage of weight lost over the 8 week period and will each receive $400.
All right, thanks for tuning in. And we are on the line. Now, I'm not sure if I was supposed to reveal your identity or if we're going by your Star Wars alias. So maybe you can fill us in.
My Star Wars alias is so embarrassing that we're just going to go with my first name because I chose my alias late. I was one of the last ones for the weigh-in. And so I was left with like none of the good characters. So it's Salacious Crumb is actually what I ended up with. So, but instead of that, we'll just go with Mike, if that's all right.
That's all right. I have a little bit of a list, and Salacious Crumb might be challenging to say repeatedly. Although it's weirdly, it's funny with some of the Star Wars code names. It really made me think, man, I didn't realize Star Wars was such a delicious movie. Everything sounds vaguely edible.
It is. No, that's definitely true. I guess Lucas had some kind of, maybe he's a foodie at heart and we just don't know it. So.
Yes.
But there is a lot of words to that very delicious word to write.
So give us the heads up. What was your weight loss or body fat loss goal for the competition?
I put a big goal down, like a really big goal. I'm a big guy. I'm a pretty big guy to start with. So my idea was that if I shot for something huge, it would really get me motivated. So, and I'm actually at the halfway point, but we're a little more than halfway through the competition. So the original goal for the 8 weeks, which was a little ridiculous, was 30 pounds.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and it's just too much. It was kind of like that, I don't know if you've ever heard that saying, if you... shoot for the moon, you might land back on Earth, but if you shoot for the stars, maybe you'll land on the moon. So I gave myself like a huge goal, and I figured I'd just try to get as close to it as I can.
Yeah, but you're doing pretty good. So it sounds like you've lost, what, around 15 pounds?
The last weigh-in that I did last week, my first 3 weeks of the competition were really strong, and I did a weigh-in, and I was at about 16 pounds. And then the last couple weeks, I've been a little bored with it, and I haven't been as attacking it as much as I should be, I guess, but so I haven't checked again. I'll probably check in next week when the last 2 weeks come up just to see where I'm at. But I was at about 16 pounds, although the night before the first day of the competition, I did something that I think I don't know a lot of other people did to try and give me some kind of edge or advantage, because I have my roommate is a personal trainer, and his advice was, as some people the day before the weigh-in were like cleansing themselves, they were drinking vegetable juices or eating salads, or I guess they were concerned about the number. And I did the opposite. They said eat as much like salty, sodium-loaded food as you could find. So within the first 2 weeks, there was almost a 13-pound difference from the weigh-in and the and 2 weeks from then.
What did you eat that night?
Night. It was like a day before I had the whole day off, and I remember like lunch was like, it was like 20 buffalo wings, and then it was like Chinese food at dinner. And it was like I didn't tell anybody that. I felt guilty about it because I felt like it was almost like the equivalent of like, you know, weighing in with weights in your pockets or something like that, because I knew I was just like loading up with water weight so that I would have a bigger drop off in the beginning.
Well, so how are you stacking up? Have you been keeping an eye on the competition?
Yeah, it's hard not to, but it's not something that, you know, we talk about it every now and then, but it's not a constant thing, and nobody's like, we check in, but it's in a very supportive way with one another. But there are some people, my coworkers and Gramercy, this goes for Mass Attack as it does every other aspect of the restaurant. There are people who are so good at it that it's just really inspiring. Like one of the girls that's doing it, who I'm close with there, she's been vegan for 5 weeks, her first time in her life, which is kind of incredible just to make that kind of transition and stick to it. That's really huge. And there's another guy there who's a host who's just killing it. Like, every time he walks in the door, he's just smaller than the time before. So it's like, it's inspiring. My coworkers are inspiring in this competition, definitely. And it's all very supportive. There's no, like, ill will or hostility. It's really nice.
And so what is your job at Gramercy?
I'm a server there. We call it front waiter, but a server.
Cool. So I don't know, maybe it's just the men in my life, but I feel like when guys I know want to lose weight, they just literally stop eating or eat like only bananas all day for weeks. I'm guessing those might not be your technique. So how have you been dropping the weight?
Well, in the beginning, the kind of rules that I set for myself was the first 3 weeks I didn't touch any bread or pasta. I was still eating carbohydrates, but just looking for them through fruit or kind of healthier sources. But no bread or pasta except for one day a week. I gave myself a cheat day, and I would thoroughly enjoy myself on that cheat day. But no bread or pasta. And then there was another kind of, I hate to use the word diet, but it's what it is. There's a diet that I read up on before I started the competition called the 8-hour diet, where it's not easy to do for, I guess, people who maybe don't work in restaurants, but I think in restaurants it's easier to do, where you're eating all of your calories within an 8-hour window of the day. And because of that, you're sleeping the other 8 hours and you're moving around the other 8 hours, and so you're going into a fast mode and burning all that up pretty quick. And there was a study done on it. So between laying off of bread and white flour and then also doing the 8-hour diet, those were kind of the things that were keeping me going for the first few weeks.
Nice. And you mentioned your housemate was a personal trainer. What role has exercise played in your strategy?
I haven't done anything like crazy, except just because I hate, like, there's no way around it. Like, I'm in love with the idea of being somebody who, I would love to be somebody who loves to go to the gym and is really excited to exercise. I've never been excited to exercise my entire life. Even I played sports and stuff when I was younger, but I just playing a game is different than just going and getting on an elliptical. But all it's been for me basically has been just cardio at the gym, just the machines. And if it was warmer out, I'd probably be outside, maybe doing some running. In the fall, I'd lost a little bit of weight. Just by running every day, which is, it's difficult, but it's a great, great exercise. But right now, it's just been the exercise bike and the elliptical, really the only things.
Nice. And so, you know, I'm a big fan, leadership strategy, management strategy, and the renegotiation. When you bite off a little bit more than you can chew, I think it's always good to take pause and say, okay, like, let's renegotiate. So if you were renegotiating a goal, what are you going to feel really good about coming to the end of the competition in a few weeks here?
You know, it's kind of this, I guess you would say, with any kind of time in your life that you go off on some kind of diet or some kind of drastic weight loss thing, that in the beginning is always maybe not even easy, but you're committed to it in the beginning, and then you get bored and then you fall off, and of course the inevitable happens and you're right back where you started. This, like anything else, I think I attacked it like that in the beginning, just really ferociously, and now, with even though just a few weeks left, I've gotten a little bored with it. I think when it comes to diet, it's all about searching for balance. And just balancing your life, and you know, you shouldn't really. This made me think a lot. Even though we're doing this as a competition, and it's the camaraderie of the restaurant and all, and it's a great thing. I do think it's a great thing. It's really about you should only really be doing it not to impress anybody or put numbers up, but just for your own health. And when it comes to health, I think balance, like giving yourself reasonable yet important goals that you can stay with. And even if they're small goals, you know, we all want to set huge goals like 30 pounds in 8 weeks, but I think just sometimes you got to just lay the bar down and step over it just so you can feel a little bit accomplished. And I think if I was going to go back and reevaluate, it would have been probably a little bit like less on the total number and just more about no like crazy can't have this, can't have that, but instead just kind of balance and making sure that everything is on an even keel as much as it could be.
Awesome. Well, Mike, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day to check in with us, and we look forward to seeing the results that are going to get posted soon. So we'll encourage folks to tune in again next Thursday for another Mass Attack update and follow the folks of Gramercy Tavern in their weight loss competition.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me today.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.